have theories. Who are they? They call themselves Muslims and they consider everyone except themselves as kafirs, are non-believers. Thus, they believe that they can kill any non-takfiris. Takfiris say that they are the best Muslims and that they closely follow the sunnah or tradition of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. How dare you say that you follow the example of our wonderful Prophet when Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the essence of love, kindness, and peace. From the early days of Islam, when Prophet Muhammad left Mecca for Medina, the Prophet of Islam always taught a religion of tolerance, one which is rational and filled with love and respect for others. The minorities of Medina, the Christians and the Jews, immediately came under the Muslims' protection after the Prophet entered the city. This verse from the Holy Quran is a good example of what Islam teaches its followers. Worship God and do not associate anything with Him, and be good to the parents and to the relatives, the orphans, the needy, the neighbor who is your relative, the neighbor who is not your relative, the fellow traveler, the wayfarer, and the slave. Verily, God does not love one who behaves proudly and boastfully. Surah Nisa, 36 verse. Does this sound like a religion filled with hatred and violence, or one which is tolerant and logical? Since the advent of Islam, non-Muslims have lived in many Muslim nations with much more security than in non-Muslim nations. Islam continually demands its followers to go towards goodness. From the Holy Quran, O ye who believe, be maintainers of justice and bear of witness for the sake of God. Let not hatred of a people incite you to act unjustly. Be just. This is nearer to righteousness, and fear God. Surely God is aware of what you do. Surah Maidah, verse 8. Islam teaches us that even if others are unjust, this situation does not give us a right to be unjust to them. Islam has always exemplified peace, and 1400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad gave straight and direct rules, even in dealing with the engagement of war. This at a time when the world was primitive and violent. These are the rules the Prophet would give his soldiers, and included how to treat non-combatants and even how to treat the environment more than 1400 years ago. This one, even today, in the 21st century, when there is conflict or war, the so-called most advanced societies pay no attention to the environment nor the killing of innocent people. However, these are the instructions that our beloved Prophet gave to his soldiers 1400 years ago. This is Muhammad's Islam. Do not violate the treaties. Do not kill an old person or a child or a woman. Do not cut down a tree. Neither burn down the palm trees nor drown them with water. Do not cut down a tree bearing fruit. Do not drown the plantations. Do not poison the water of the non-believers. This was the instruction given by Prophet Muhammad, and yet we see what is being done today in the name of Islam. Prophet Muhammad said not to cut down trees, and we see takfiris who are cutting the throats of human beings. Where did they learn this? Surely this is not the Islam of Muhammad, the one created by the enemies of Islam to try to discredit this peaceful and reasonable religion. How can you say, Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, and then commit a mortal sin? How can you say, Allahu Akbar, and spill the blood of another human being for no reason? How can you say, Allahu Akbar, and destroy a mosque? You kill people who say they believe in only one God, and that Muhammad is the last prophet of God. If these people are your enemies, then who are you, and what do you really believe in? The Prophet tells us to even treat our enemies with respect. So what is this that you practice? Your way is not the way of Islam. You are the enemies of Islam, created to cause friction in the Islamic world. Sunnis are not the enemies of Shias, nor are Shias the enemies of Sunnis. We are all brothers and sisters. However, you are the enemy. You, the Takfiris, who try to show yourself as being so humble, but has distorted the name of Islam for your own benefit. Isn't it interesting that these so-called followers of Islam always kill Muslims? They've caused chaos in so many Muslim countries, from Pakistan to Iraq, to Syria, to Egypt, Somalia, Iran, Yemen, Afghanistan, and so many others. You so-called protectors of the faith, why are you creating so much chaos in Muslim countries? You who say you follow the Sunnah of the Prophet, why don't we see your so-called jihad against the Zionist entity Israel that continually oppresses so many Muslims and Christians? You have never done anything against Tel Aviv, but instead you've attacked Baghdad, Damascus, Kabul, and so many other cities in the Muslim world. Takfiris, you and your Wahhabi supporters sitting in Saudi Arabia and Qatar are the biggest enemies to Islam and to Muslims. We will stand against you and say no to your terrorism, barbarism, and cannibalism. This is not Islam. You are the enemies of Islam, and both Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims join hands to stand against you. And we will not allow you to commit these atrocities, not in our name, not in the name of Islam, because Islam means peace, Islam means truth, Islam means seeking a way to make ourselves better and to get closer to Allah and what He demands us to be, not the violent, terroristic, intolerant face that you have. Your perspective is not rooted in goodness or Allah's laws, but actually represent evil and comes from Shaitan, the devil. Our religion is one of tolerance, respect, and truth, and we will not let the Takfiris hijack the name of Islam. We are one Ummah, united in our love for Allah, and we will not let you and your rulers sitting in Riyadh or London divide us or to destroy the name of Islam. Not in our name.